liquid zeolite.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through Sons of Liberty Radio.
The Sons of the
Get.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400.
In 1854, again, I said in 1854, the U.S. Congress said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, interesting, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination under the umbrella of Christianity, folks. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. This was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. In 1892, the Supreme Court extensively reviewed American history after citing more than 60 historical precedents. There is no dissonance in this declaration. There's a universal language pervading them all, having one meaning. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. This is a Christian nation. I totally love that. President Woodrow Wilson said, a nation which does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. He said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we have come from or what we have been about. Well, I just told you, America. Folks, why did we separate from Great Britain? Most people say on the 4th of July, Independence Day, that's what separated us because of taxation without representation. Yet, this was only one of 27 grievances given and was a lesser reason. It was 17 out of 27 reasons given. But in America today, this is the whole reason you have conservative radio, because they're saying, man, we're paying way too much taxes. Let me give you an example as to why we separated from Great Britain. Greater grievances, 11 times more, was abuse of representative powers. Abuse of military power, 7 times more often. Abuse of judicial powers, 4 times more often. Listen to this. Generally stirring up domestic insurrection, 2 times more often. Who was doing that? The said King George. Military power was set above civilian power. Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27 grievances. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration. Yet, it is the one known today, taxation without representation. As a matter of fact, folks, in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, new historians began to rewrite history through the textbooks. Instead of liberty needing to be fought for, they made the focus money instead of the fight. Isn't that interesting?
Yep. Economics.
I'm going to get to the Declaration of Independence in just 1 minute here, but listen to this. France's revolution over 10 years after American revolutions are into their 15th constitution. Ours is still in our first. Brazil's 7 constitutions since 1822, America is still in its first. Poland, 6 constitutions since 1921, America is still in its first. Afghanistan, its 5th constitution since 1923, yet America is still in its first. Russia's 4th constitution since 1918, yet America's constitution is still intact. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind. Why? 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. The Bible is to be found most quoted by our founders. No ifs, ands, or buts. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. For example, George Washington and Alexander Hamilton brought forth separation of powers, Jeremiah 17:9. That's the Bible. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. That's the Bible. President must be natural born citizen. That's irrelevant in America. I'm just playing. President must be natural born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment. Oh, that doesn't work for the libs today, does it? It doesn't matter.
Cruel.
This is who we are. Deuteronomy 17:6. As I've said so many times before, folks, right? There wouldn't be a left if the right would always do the right thing right now, which is the right time to do the right thing. 3 branches of government came from Isaiah 33:22, tax exemptions for churches, Ezra 7:24, because churches are non-taxable, and republicanism comes directly from Exodus 18:21. That, again, is why you see Moses all over the place in your court systems, all over the place in Washington, D.C. John Adams rightly said, the general principles on which the founders achieved independence were, I quote the second president of the United States of America, the general principles of Christianity, and might I add, every president all the way up into Barry Obama's administration, if you want to call it that, every single one of them have acknowledged that we are a Christian nation, except this clown in office, which should tell you where he's coming from, but yet he professes his Christianity.
Of course.
But yet people call him a constitutional scholar, but he is, in truth, a constitutional subverter. I go on. John Adams said, now I will avow that I then believed and now believed that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, were as and are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God himself. Yep. Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about the unanimous declaration of the 13th United States of America. The declaration of...
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. I'm going to give you a couple quotes from some of our presidents. Some of them are just like, you got to be kidding me. The things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price. True that. Peace at any price. True that. Safety first instead of duty first. You want me to say that again? Safety first instead of duty first. I go on. The love of soft living and the get rich quick theory. He's right. He's absolutely right. I go on to the next one. This is President...
Maybe you should keep it a secret.
I'll do that. Let us begin by committing ourselves to the truth, to see it like it is, and to tell it like it is.
This is good.
And to find the truth, to speak the truth, and to live the truth. See, folks, the devil can tell the truth.
That's right. And he
so far as it works for his purposes,
truth.
Yeah. Right?
He loves to talk about it.
Richard Nixon. The greatest hypocritical president known to mankind.
Transparent.
Your president's not a crook.
See, folks, you honor the office of the president of the United States. You don't teach your kids to honor corrupt men. You can honor the office, but what you do is the man that violates that constitution in the office and he lies, well, you tear down the violations and the offender. If he magnifies the constitution, then you honor that individual, so as far as he's doing his job, not above the Constitution. I hope you understand that. Honor, by the way, means to hold in high esteem. Let's not get off base there.
It's no different than when an average person who has their own inalienable rights separates himself from those rights once he becomes a criminal.
Yes.
When he breaks it, God is no respecter of persons.
And
he's not. That's what tyrants hate so much is that Bible. There it is again.
Romans 13, taken out of context, turned upside down on its head from the American pulpits, teaching you to submit to government that is corrupt,
yeah,
when in truth that is the furthest thing from God's truth.
Yep. He's supposed to execute justice upon evildoers. You don't worship and obey that which promotes evildoers. That wouldn't be God's government.
Okay, so I gave a negative. I'm going to give a positive. Which all my negatives are always there to birth a positive. Let us, by all wise and constitutional measures, promote intelligence among the people, show them who they are, and show them who they are not, as the best means of preserving our liberties. We got Gary from Minnesota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead and shoot away, sir.
I like your guys' spunk. I enjoy listening to you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary.
But wouldn't you agree that the integrity of a document should be measured by the degree in which it is enforced? You know, I always think of that famous anecdote when they were doing the Constitutional Congress and the lady came out and asked
Ben Franklin,
you know, what kind of government did you give us, sir? And he replied, why, a republic if you can keep it, ma'am.
That's
but,
right.
It just seems to me that, you know, as much as it's a great document, it's really a former incarnation of its previous self, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think it all depends on how much you love freedom, sir.
Yep.
If you love freedom, you're going to fight for it.
Right, right. We can fight for it.
Yep.
However, you have to have, you know, it was all based on Christianity. I agree with that. But they also based it on a secular enforcement, and that was extremely important. In fact, one couldn't exist without the other, or the integrity of one wouldn't be as great without the other. The integrity of the Christian people who founded this document, they were wise enough to realize this, that you have to have a secular government. And what I'm saying to you is this document is so wonderful and great, and we measure it against the French and everybody else, but really, what really is it today? You know, and I want to fight for it.
I get you.
Yeah.
Let me answer, Gary. I see a line divided in what you're talking about, because the natural has to yield to the spiritual. Do you realize that everything that Jesus Christ taught was always a natural analogy, but it was birthed in the spirit? We don't have a secular government outside of God, because secular means without God. So it doesn't coincide or it doesn't coexist without God. We are the fruit of God, and we obey God. Therefore, we magnify God's government, who he gave through Moses. George Washington, during his inaugural address, said, "The propitious, the favorable smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right when heaven itself has ordained."
Sure, sure. I understand that.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm Catholic. I'm totally with you.
Catholic, all right. Got a Catholic,
100%.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, if we want to bring people into the fold, it has to be interpreted in a secular nature. And if not, there's no way you're going to bring people in the fold. You're preaching to the choir, and I'm
there. Let me interact there. And I think the greatest way to bring anybody into the fold is to demonstrate. Because outside of the demonstration, you know what? If I demonstrate Christianity, I demonstrate my walk with God, and the Spirit of God bears witness through me, I don't need to go around rebuking anybody. What they're going to do is they're going to see the champion at work, regardless of who it is, and they're going to follow that person because they see the Spirit of Christ within that man or that woman. And they do that by possessing the land or taking the land or winning the fight. Because the Bible tells us that the faith of the Son of God in us overcomes the world. I don't want to succumb to defeat. I cannot stand defeatism. But where I see men overcome, the only one that is causing that man to overcome is the Spirit of Christ within them. There's no getting around it.
And hence the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that we have right now. And it's up to us to ratify, and you're right. It's just like when the law is written, it is dead unless it's enforced, unless there's justice. But that
and the
comes
Bible
down,
tells us that.
That's
but
right.
The words themselves need no additional. I mean, we don't have to read anything other than, that's what's so great about this document. You read the words without knowing of the Christian background of the people who wrote it, and the words are profound, regardless of whether you're coming at it at a secular level or a Christian level. And that's, I guess, my main point. But we need to enforce it. We need to work at it. But God bless you guys. We'll see you.
No, we appreciate it, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
And I think it's important for people to understand, folks, you can have the most awesome car. You can have a Learjet. You can have a beautiful bus. It doesn't matter. But if you ain't got gas for that bus, that Learjet, or that beautiful car, it doesn't matter. You can't do one without the other. Mm-hmm. When we're initiated and birthed into this world by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, he empowers us to do the works. And the Bible says it's a work of faith with power. You cannot separate the two. Just like you can't separate fire from heat. Mm-hmm. You can't.
Just like even Nicodemus said, how am I supposed to go into my mother's womb?
Yeah.
The Lord is the one who brings the rebirth. And just to give a good example about what Gary's talking about, Central and South America, many countries copied our Constitution line for line because they thought the magic, if you will, was in the document and in the words. But actually, it really wasn't, because they failed. Their governments failed. It was in the virtue of the people to be able to enforce that. Just because somebody reads the Bible doesn't make them a Christian. Just because somebody stands in the garage doesn't make them a car.
That's
it's
right.
Up to their application in their own lives.
That's exactly right. Show the people, Gary, show the people their responsibility and what they're thankful for. They're going to fight for it. And most people in America, they're sitting in front of a television set rather than getting up and getting into the fight. You know, they're watching the football game rather than partaking in the football game. It's got to suck to be a spectator. Folks, I want you to hear this because this is very important for you to hear. The problems in our country didn't start in 1776. Our founding forefathers established who we are as a country under God. They established liberty and freedom.
And then when you remove the price of what it did cost, I mean, ultimately that's redemption. That's what changes a heart. When I see what our veterans have done, when I go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I see perfect obedience there, and there's only excuses
Absolutely.
To become more
yeah.
perfect. If America, if the price is hidden from them to know what it cost, which is why our founders wanted public schools, which is why our founders wanted to teach the Constitution, which is why Noah Webster gave us the dictionary to train our posterity and our next generation, we're going to be left with emptiness. Our policy is going to turn bad because our moral character has turned bad. So we've got to perpetuate that, and the way to do that is to walk, as you said before, by yeah. example, and show the price. You don't keep the law because, whoa, I might go to jail if I break it. You keep the law because men die to uphold the law.
And you
to
love your country.
Liberty.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. Really what it is I was talking about the spectators. Can you imagine going to a sports arena? You have all these people in the thousands sitting there looking at a field, but it's an empty field. See, what God's doing right now, friends, is he's setting the stage with his players. That's what he's doing right now throughout the country. And you're going to begin to see who the real is from the false. Because as the Lord brings the sword, he didn't come to bring peace, the Bible says. He brought the sword and he brought division. What did he bring division for? He always separated to show the people who his kids are and who his kids are not. And you always know his kids by the persecution that they endure. Okay? But you see the false. You see the sheeps and you see the goats. You see, the goats always try to go with the least amount of resistance.
They
don't want to offend. They don't want to. No, folks, this is where you're missing the spirit of Christ. You got to get in the fight or it's just going to be surreal. And then you're going to try to separate God from secular. And that's not America at all. I'm going to come back right after this break. And I'm going to talk about, again, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States. Isn't it interesting also, united here is minor, not major,
yep.
on the Declaration of Independence.
Yep. With states united, they actually used to say that, these states united.
That's right.
The United States.
That's right. And when we use a capital, that only simply means it's federalized.
Yep. It's a
correct.
Corporation.
And so that's incorrect. Let's get that straight. Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. use. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
One of the things I wanted to bring about, too, is it's interesting how, again, the Bible declares unto us, which is always right, in the beginning and in the end and in the middle, that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. We have to understand spiritual things to understand natural lessons. That's why Christ always gave us natural lessons. Okay? So in saying that, let me give you a quote from James Madison, the father of our Constitution. And then I'm going to kick this off, and then I'm going to exemplify from our founding forefathers to bring together what Gary just asked. I'll do my best. James Madison, again, said, "The temporary deviations from fundamental principles are always more or less dangerous. When the first pretext fails, those who become interested in prolonging evil will rarely be at loss for other pretexts. Do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate governments. You got to keep them together." July 14, 1776, in Congress, they stated in paper, "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people, listen carefully, because this does away with a lot of those TV pundits that are talking about it, but not teaching you to do anything about it, to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature," here we go, Gary, "the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them. Who gave you your rights? God did. Who gives you privileges? The state does. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men." we the people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's we the people as a republic under God. That whatever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, hello, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, wisdom in the way of caution, indeed will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed, listen folks, are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. In other words, don't complain about what you tolerate. And why do you tolerate the suffrage? That's what they're saying. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such have been the patient sufferance of the colonies, in these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, said our forefathers, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. He always has to have the upper hand. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of larger districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the rights of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formable to tyrants only. So it would work for them. So they would hold the power. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, like on Christmas America. Sound familiar? Like on the weekend, America. Like at 3 o'clock in the morning, Patriot people. Kind of weird, yeah? He has called legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them, wearing them out into compliance with his measures. Hello, folks. Hello, folks. Don't ask, don't tell. We're not going anywhere. Until it passes, said the un-American leftist wax. We're not going anywhere. What did our forefathers tell us, folks, when they do these things? Get rid of them. That's what they said. Deal with them. Why do you allow the abuses and usurpations of what millions of men have died to uphold? Shame upon you, America, to allow such violations. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. I said the rights of the people. Who is acting the tyrant? Who is rebellious America? Those that overthrow your rights, those that overthrow your laws are the rebels. And when they do such a thing, you don't sit back and let them call you every name under the book. Radical, racial, Nazis. Racist, hate mongers, bigots. Who does that really fall to? I'm reading the Declaration of Independence. Our forefathers are telling you why they threw off a tyrant. I guarantee you this king, tyrant George, did everything under the sun to the degree that these people in government are doing and committing the atrocities against you, the American people today.
He'd be proud of them.
Frederick Douglass said rightly, if there's no trouble, there's going to be no change.
And this administration isn't worried about the trouble that it's causing. And what he's doing is illegal. And what you're doing is obeying by standing up against his illegalities. Who's the rebel, America? No trouble, no change. And I'll tell you how this came about. Frederick Douglass was asked by a young black student what he should do in serving his generation. And Frederick Douglass said to him, agitate. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise. He didn't want you to have freedom. They don't want you to have freedom. They want to call the shots. That's called dictatorship. That's called despotism. The state remained in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. By the way, they were contrived by this government. Ask any of the dictators, man. They would create the problem and then they'd bring in the answer. America, when the government has the answer to all the problems and you want them to answer the problems, that's your first problem. But second of all, if they're waiting for you to come to them so they can give you the resolution to the problems, keep in mind, when they're ready for it, they're probably the ones that contrived it. Oh, that's just way out there. Folks, how American are you? You should know this. King George has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice. That is so key. That is so key right there. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. Who was the one that was subjecting himself to the laws of the land? The king. When you're talking about all the amendments being crossed and thrown at the Senate and our Congress and so on and so forth, the House and the Senate, who is contriving these? Why do they need new laws and new amendments and new policies? Folks, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to corruption's 10,000 commandments. And it's called policy. I'll say it again. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. It says in 9:16, the book of Psalms, God is known by the justice that he executes, because in Isaiah 26, it talks about that's how you establish righteousness through judgments and the enforcement of the laws of the land. Don't enforce the laws. That's what King George didn't do. You're seeing this today. Justice left undone. In America, you're becoming the prey to the criminals because the government is not magnifying their purpose. Namely, the kids. Abortion, sexual molestation, pedophilia, homosexuality, lesbianism. I can go down the line. They're promoting the crimes, America. And while they promote the crime, keep in mind it's because they themselves are not again subject to the God of heaven. That's why we continuously reiterate who we are under this Mosaic institution. In America, as a republic, I would like for some of you folks to call in that have questions or even exclamations. Drop the hammer. Folks, this is about tearing down and reestablishing who we are as a people. And as I started off the show earlier, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? Tea partiers, the preacher should be leading the way. And I understand it's hard to find them preachers. But it was the preachers of the day that led the way. I should wrap that out a little
bit. That.
It's the preachers of the day who led the way. And
Whoa.
Folks, you got to know I'm kidding. You got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake.
The
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay. Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653 or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
You're tired of the smoke? We'll bring the fire.
I can hear a guy sitting next to his wife right now saying, oh, what a hard day.
Tough guy.
Yeah, what a hard day.
I'm going to say that too.
Yeah, what a hard day.
Yeah, honey, you're tired of the smoke.
Hey, why don't you move over there, dude, huh? Why don't you give us a call,
during the Super Bowl.
Talking about what took place in Congress, as Hamilton rightly put it, July 4th, 1776. Last thing I talked about is how he has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. In other words, don't enforce the law anymore.
So then what good is the law? We've got this beautiful document. It's the Constitution.
Awesome.
But if we don't enforce it, it just becomes this play on words. What good is a law if nobody's going to enforce it? It's like when people say, well, I'm a Christian, or, hey, this is constitutional. What does that mean, sir?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what that means?
You know what's interesting about the word words?
Messengers, carriers.
They are. They're carriers.
Yep.
That's exactly
they
right.
Deliver.
Isn't it interesting, in the political realm, words cause wars and words end wars? Folks, you've heard that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's so untrue. And if I can turn that just a little bit so I can get what I'm saying, so I'm not too King James-ish. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And if I want to try to turn that a little bit, I want to give you the other side of that. And the best way to do that is to remember my thought. And you know what, folks? I just forgot my thought.
No, words.
No.
You know what I was thinking?
Words are carriers. They really are carriers.
They cause wars. They end wars.
Yeah.
Really, only action fights wars.
I know what I was going to say. Thank you, Lord. You know what it is? It's this. Oh, my gosh. I just did it again.
Wow.
You can't do that. You know what it is? It's too much coffee or something. I don't know what it is, you know? God is always willing to give you what you're willing to fight for.
That's right.
It matters who wants it the most. Just like John Quincy Adams said, this is the other side of it. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But it comes through words. Who wants the victory more? Well, don't just talk about it. Bring faith about with your works.
There's only actions
and your words.
Fight. That's right. Words can't fight. Actions fight.
What was George Washington's motto? Deeds, not words. Maybe we should cut down on the words and just give an example.
Yep.
Show everything that we do. Let's take this phone call. We got Brian from Minnesota again. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Go for it, bro.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi.
You put a lot of work into expounding what you're doing. It's not just your call screener talked me into coming on to that. I didn't want to say this, but you are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in, which will have worldwide implications, or not to the good.
Amen.
I'm not kidding. Keep it up.
Thank you, Brian.
You're really commendable.
I appreciate it. I'm humbled a little bit, but I just sitting here listening to what you say, I really am, and I just want to get
I've read a whole lot of stuff, too. I'm 59 years old. My hero is William F. Buckley, always was, always will be. His brother, his older brother, is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And John Derbyshire at National Review had dinner with James Buckley, former senator of New York State. And he asked him about, you know, Buckley's brother, about what he thought of what was going on. And Buckley's brother's summation was, this is going to take divine intervention.
It is.
It's going to take divine intervention to fix this.
That's how it started, Brian.
Amen. Brian, I'm going to give you back to Heather.
That's fine.
Appreciate your phone call. Oh. Folks, if I can give praise where praise is due, far be it for me to be backwards where praise is due. Folks, it's the Holy Ghost. For those that have been unchurched, you're not to find your faith in Bradley's wisdom or in man's wisdom. You're to find it in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I got an email a couple weeks ago, and it was, to be quite honest, you know, I'm a fighter, I am. But I'm also a lamb, because that's the heart of my Father. That's the heart of my Lord. That's the heart of my Captain. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Yes, he is, but he's also a shepherd. And in saying all that, people need to understand, because Brian just exemplified exactly my ministry. You're saying everything that's in my heart. Well, I don't know that. You're saying you're expounding everything that needs to be expounded. That's why I continuously go down these little rabbit trails all the time. Because the Holy Ghost knows who needs to be fed. And that's what it's about. Praise is to my Father that raised up this ministry. I'm not as stupid as some men are to take it upon themselves. I didn't die on the cross 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ did. That uniform and that praise and that honor belongs to him. And Brian, I know your intent. I know what you meant. I totally appreciate it. But I got to say this on the other hand. It's about you, America. This radio program is about you. We are not on this radio program because it's a fun thing to do or it's a good idea. It's something that needs to get done. It reminds me of what Ford said back in the early 1900s. He said, give me the man that doesn't know that it can't be done, and he'll be the man to get it done. I think that's what it is. We don't know that we can't do it because God said it. And therefore, if God said it, I believe it, and I'm going to leave the results up to him, and he always wins the day in Jesus' name. John Bunyan said this, the author of The Pilgrim's Progress. He said, when he got done preaching one time, a man came up to him and told him how awesome he really was. John Bunyan looked at him and said, the devil already told me that. Thank you. Never take praise upon yourself, especially to what belongs to our Lord. Don't touch his gold and don't touch his glory.
That's a lesson that every man of God and every American should learn. Hey, it's like this. Americans, for those that truly live for what the veterans died for, when you meet a veteran that fought, bled, and some have died, but I'm talking about a man that remains. He's seen it all. He has the testimonies of war. He fought for me and you. You don't walk up to him and ask him for his uniform, do you? No way. See, it's raining in here right now again, and it's the Holy Ghost again. I don't take off the jacket of the veteran that fought for me. No, that honor and that uniform belongs to him. I just put my hand in his hand and tell him, thank you so much. And the way that I honor them, America, is live for what they fought for in the natural. That's why I'm always praising the name of the Lord God in Jesus' name. Because he is who he says he is, he's alive forevermore. And let me tell the heathen this. He's not on that cross anymore. And don't forget it.
I think, too, whenever you thank a veteran, what they do is they generally say, I'm not the hero. What do they point back to? That sacrifice and that blood.
Yes.
So even a man who has fought knows where the virtue truly lies. It lies in that blood that's already been shed on that field. He looks to the one who sacrificed all for him, including himself. They never take it on. They can't.
Dick Winters was asked by his grandson, Grandpa, were you a hero in the war?
Mm-hmm. Break you every time.
Oh, it does. Grandpa, were you a hero in the war? And Dick Winters from 101st Airborne Band of Brothers looked over at the camera and he said to his grandson, he said, no, I wasn't a hero, but I served in a company of heroes. And folks, let me tell you this behind the scenes just so I can tell you about my company of heroes. Every single week that I'm on this radio show, I have street teams out there in the hot, the cold, it doesn't matter. They're out there 6 days a week raising funds so we can get back on the radio. I have several people in the office on a voluntary basis, literally crying, praying, working their hind ends off, calling people to get to the next state of strength from strength to glory, because we want to make sure that our liberties are upheld. But I got to say this as to what Brian just said. You know what? I'm not the hero, but I serve with a company of them. And by the way, I'm not stupid, because on this team, in the Sons of Liberty, the only quarterback on this team that gets praise, his name is Jesus Christ. It's not Bradley. It's not Jake. It's not Heather. It's not Carrie. Folks, we're not applying to be leaders. We're just doing what needs to get done on the behalf of our posterity. But if I was to give praise as unto men, and due praise is due here, because Brian brought it up, it's my team. I have the best ministry team in this country, hands down. Just ask hundreds and thousands and millions of people across this country how it is that you came to the Lord, how it is that you came to the truth. I guarantee you it's through this team in one sense of the word. And if it's been one of my brothers from another mother, so be it. We'll work it that way too, because without my brothers out there, we could never win the day. But you know what? God commands the blessing in unity. When we come back after this break, we're going to get back to the July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the United States. You got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back.
It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen to set brush fires in the people's minds.